This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from the 2018 NBAA Business Aviation Convention. I'm here with Brian Harton, Executive Vice President for Sales and Marketing of Iridium Communications, and Michael Hooper, Director and General Manager of the Aviation Line of Business. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today. So first off, I'd like to ask a few questions about Iridium Next. So what's the purpose of the Next satellite constellation, and what are some of its capabilities?
Sure. So just a quick background on Iridium. We've been in the satellite business for 20 years. We've generated over 1 million subscribers in that time. And with any satellite network, there comes a time where you have to replace it. So Iridium Next is everything to do with our new constellation. It completely replaces our existing Block 1 constellation. We began the launches back in January of 2017. When it's finished here at the end of this year, it will involve the launch of 66 satellites will go in the mission, plus 9 in-orbit spares. In terms of some of the additional capabilities, it's pretty straightforward. First of all of our existing customers, their products and their services, as we launch the new constellation, there is no change to their existing product. Nothing has to be changed in terms of any of the product attributes. It's totally backwards compatible. We are using 21st century technology, so we get more capacity. And the real big advantage that we're excited about is that we are able to offer true broadband speeds, which gives us the ability to compete with Inmarsat more effectively across aviation, land mobile, and maritime, and really provides a superior alternative to what Inmarsat has to offer.
When's the final satellite actually scheduled to launch?
Yeah, so we've had 7 launches. Like I said, the first launch was in January of 2017. And the formula is very straightforward. Our partner, Thales Alenia Space, was our prime who designed, developed, and manufactured the satellites. Our launch partner is SpaceX. Every launch is done on a Falcon 9 rocket out of Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, and it's 10 satellites per launch. We've gone through 7 launches. All of them have been successful, and the last launch will contain 10 more satellites, and that will be December of this year.
So what's the price tag on this project?
Well, it's a big investment. Obviously, we've had a very successful 20-year run in terms of achieving, the million subscriber milestone. We're extremely financially healthy and viable, but it is a big investment. All told, the investment for the new constellation is about $3 billion.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've encountered with Next?
Well, there have been challenges along the way. Just to go back in history, when we first announced that we were going to use SpaceX as our launch partner, a lot of people were a little skeptical. But I think we've proven them wrong in that Elon Musk and SpaceX and Gwynne Shotwell have been great partners. They overcame some of the challenges they had with some of the early launches. Deployment perspective, we wanted to make sure that all of our products and services were backward compatible, and that did require us to include some additional design criteria to enable us to do that. And then the last challenge is that we're eager to launch the new products and services, but we're going to do that to make sure that those products and services are launched in a high-quality fashion. And those are some of the challenges that I think we've had, but I think we've proven to our partners, our customers, and to the market that we're poised to overcome them.
What happens to the old satellites after you get the new ones up there?
That's a good question. So we are pretty attached to the old constellation, but it is time for it to be replaced. So basically, we keep the satellites in orbit as long as we can, so that if something did happen to the new constellation while it was being launched, that we have some old satellites that we can put back in the network. But basically, those old satellites, they get taken out of commission. They, in essence, get deorbited. And this is a very crude explanation, simplified. But basically, we flip them over, we hit the gas, and then they burn up in the atmosphere before they enter the Earth.
How long do you expect the next constellation to be in orbit?
Well, the old constellation lasted about 20 years, and we fully expect with the amount of effort that our partner Thales Alenia Space put into the overall design, development, and manufacture of those satellites, and the fact that they're using 21st century technology, we fully expect that the next constellation will last just as long as the Block 1 constellation did. So we're geared up for the next 20 years.
What will the Iridium satellite program be working on once NEXT is up and complete?
Well, the first and foremost, it's to make sure that we get the last launch completed. That's important. Every launch is exciting, but it's also a little tense because there is some risk involved. So first and foremost, the next step is to get that last launch completed and get those satellites successfully deployed. And then for Mike and I, one of the biggest focus of our attention is to get the CERTUS products and services successfully introduced. Mike obviously focused on aviation, but myself on land mobile and maritime as well. The maritime and land mobile products are in trials right now with end users on ships and vehicles. We're about to enter that same phase in the aviation space. That is really the next thing we're focused on, is making sure that we get CERTUS products and services across all the markets, but especially in aviation, introduced successfully as our next step so we can continue the growth and expansion of our business.
Tell me a little bit more about CERTUS. What is it?
Yeah, CERTUS. It's right now, it's our broadband service that we're moving to as part of the capability that Iridium NEXT is going to deliver. I mean, what this means is that we're transitioning to this 21st century new IP-based technologies that now we're going to be able to offer faster, greater reach and capability than any other L-band operator out there.
What are the aviation applications of CERTUS? What kind of services does it provide?
What we're seeing is that Iridium CERTUS is going to be able to expand what Iridium has traditionally done for the past decade or more. Plus, it's going to enable new services and capabilities as they come out and are developed to serve the aviation markets. These higher data rates and others are going to allow graphical weather and other types of applications to be able to serve into the cockpit. We're going to be able to better serve the cabin environments on the rotorcraft or the GA or the bizjet side, and also the new potential for the UAV side that this IP-based connectivity is going to be able to offer new capabilities for enhanced operational efficiencies for all operators regardless of the type of airframe they fly.
What's unique about CERTUS?
Well, it comes down to the network, really, and the capabilities that we have. We are one contiguous network, seamless globally. Every satellite is cross-linked with each other and allows the seamless transition of voice and data. So we basically are able to cover the full globe as well. That gives the complete range of functionality of any operator, of any type of airframe, wherever they operate, and they know that wherever they're going to fly or go, that Iridium covers them for their operations.
What kind of equipment needs to be installed in the aircraft?
It can be boiled down to a few simple components. I mean, primary is going to be the antenna. The big benefit of Iridium, as we've talked about, is small form factor antennas that are going to be able to revolutionize these higher data rate capabilities, break this kind of paradigm that you would think that a big antenna is needed to have big data. The Iridium network, being LEO, can have smaller antennas, and that's the key part to receive the information. The other part is the satellite data units, or the avionics that are mounted inside the aircraft. Those are the two main components, obviously with the associated cables and connections. In some instances, there may be a remote SIM card installation in order to achieve a separation of where all the services are SIM-based and all the provisioning is done. So in the event of any maintenance needs to be done on the SDU, they can swap the SDU out without interrupting their service delivery. So it's a pretty, at its basic, is three main components. And I think it's basically the industry is well on the way to adopt this into the future.
What's the price range for installation and use?
That's a good question, and it's one that we're very sensitive to. I think while I would love to give you prices in dollars, I think it's something that, you know, really we're conscious of the current installation challenges that operators face. Complex systems with expensive hardware is something that the operators, when they're trying to meet mandates or other, is a real challenge to operations. Iridium is a much more cost-effective solution, and it's something that we and our partners see as being well-positioned to be able to penetrate the markets and to increase rapid adoption into the industry. I think it's something that, you know, when we start to work next year with the launches of these initial products, that we'll have far more information about some of the pricing, but I think we'll be able to talk more about it then.
Where do you see CERTUS going in the future?
That's an interesting point because the industry is evolving. There's been a lot of activity in the recent defining the new requirements for aviation, that the whole operational efficiencies that are needed, the global aircraft tracking requirements, the future AT and IPS services. We see this capability of connected aircraft that are going to open up the door to a wide variety of new applications and services. So the benefit of the Iridium is that we have a pipe, we have an IP capability, we can segment flows, we can put IPsec VPN capability to secure those flows if need be for safety services or other. So we're able to adapt and to offer this capability to the marketplace as the market evolves, as new services develop, and it's something that Iridium does take a lot of support or involvement in the industry as these services are developed and defined, and we'll continue to do that to serve our partners in the aviation community.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AppWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.